September 24th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal now, creator of time and space. For all eternity, I have patterned season after season. I have watched as wars began and ended. I have observed every life taken from the womb. I have woefully watched as man became indifferent to my commandments. Souls have come to me who were prepared, and many more unprepared. It is mankind's indifference as to what is good and what is evil in my sight that is drawing him off the path of salvation. I speak here to awaken man's responsibility towards knowing me, loving me, and pleasing me. No one is judged according to the most popular moral standards, but according to my commandments. Therefore, do not seek to please man, but to please me first and foremost. In the world today, you are experiencing devastating hurricanes and earthquakes. Before time began, I knew of the devastation of this age. None of these events are important unless they bring you closer to me. I desire you come to me in your needs. Not to do so widens the abyss between us. I remain one with the united hearts of Jesus and Mary. Each of us call you into the sanctity of the chambers of the united hearts. Respect what I have come to tell you today. A note is given to read Leviticus chapter 25, verse 18. Therefore you shall do my statutes and keep my ordinances and perform them, so you will dwell in the land securely. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 4 through 7. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.